Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. You can call and listen in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by my guest, which is urban R&B and EDM artist Chris Tyen. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today, all genres worldwide. BWD Radio, Ms. V, all about that diversity, unity in the indie artists of today. All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on in. Chris.
Hello, Miss V. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Is it Tyen?
I go by Chris Tyen, and sometimes when I introduce myself to people, hi, how you doing? I'm Chris Tyen, singer with high voice. Do you know why?
Actually, I'm totally wide awake now. That's awesome.
Right. If you don't want awesome. Any coffee, just call me. I'll give you a high note.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Well, I have your latest single titled Keep On Dancing. I have that on deck, so I'll be spinning that for the listeners after our interview.
Thank you so
without
much.
Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and jump right in and bombard you with these wonderful questions I have.
Let's have fun. I'm ready.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Tell us where you're originally from, are located now, and what inspired using Chris, I'm going to say Tyen, I won't be able to do it like you, as your stage name.
Yes, well, I'm originally from New York, Long Island. I'm originally from that neck of the woods, and about 30 years right now up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which I could use some warm weather right now. And what's exciting is my name appeared when I was on the bus coming back from Berklee College of Music in Boston. I attended Berklee College of Music for a couple of years, and the name just, Chris Tyen, my real name is Christian, and I decided to split my name in half, and it became Chris, and then Tyen. I came up with Chris Tyen that way. And another way you could remember my name is I like to drink a lot of herbal tea for the Tyen. So Chris Tyen.
Wow, that is very creative. That is so cool. That is awesome.
Right.
That is very creative. Very creative.
Yeah.
So go ahead and let us know. Tell us how your musical journey began and what what motivated you to pursue a career in music.
Well, it took a fan, an exhaust fan, when I was about eight and a half years of age to almost chop my fingers off. This was in upstate New York, and after that episode, as I was healing a little bit, my mom found out through the private school I went to that the teachers there were giving piano lessons, and I started off on the piano, and classical piano, basically, with Anna Maria Trenci di Potazzi. Anna Maria Trenci di Potazzi and her husband were my original instructors from New York, Long Island. And Mr. Di Potazzi was a conductor, or is still a conductor, and Anna Maria Trenci di Potazzi gave her concerts at Carnegie Hall. And so they taught me a lot, a lot of lessons, a lot of, they got on me on practicing. Practicing was a very tough thing for me. Then I also studied from another classical composer named Jack Brimberg. And boy, did he get me practicing! Every time I hit a wrong note, he yelled. But everybody got the best out of me, and I want to thank my mentors and former instructors for doing that.
Outstanding.
Yes. I'm in a long road. I mean, being an artist is never easy, but the dream it's a never-ending story.
The music never dies, right?
That's right. So, tell me, how have you been doing with BWD Radio? I mean, things going well on your behalf?
Oh, goodness. Since 07. Yeah, since 07.
Wow. Well, we need to congratulate you.
Oh, yes. Well, no. The congratulations goes to you because we're going to hit that momentarily. But go ahead and... for those who have never heard your music, describe your overall sound in 5 words or less.
Well, I'll call myself soulful, rhythmic, vibrant, heartfelt. I'd say inspirational.
Inspirational. I like that. And yeah. Speaking of inspirational, what inspired your music genre reach from the urban R&B to EDM?
Well, the thing is, I'm still doing urban R&B. It's just sometimes you have to mix it up with another style. I've always loved and always do love a song that has feelings and positive messages. Especially R&B has that. Today we call it urban music, but we're certainly not pop artists. I'm a soulful R&B artist. I'm still wondering about the meaning of urban, because everybody has soul everywhere. It doesn't have to be an urban artist to have soul. Anybody could have soul in any kind of music. But I find that R&B can cross over to EDM and anywhere you want to go, hip hop, other forms of dance music, other forms of jazz, R&B and jazz mixed together. You have smooth jazz. It varies. So So I find that the meaning of R&B has really, really changed today from yesterday, and but it hasn't left. And the fact that I can do EDM with my soul is amazing, because in today's tough times, people need to feel positive and good about things. People need to start rejoicing, and people need to, support positive, anything positive, and share it with one another globally.
Outstanding. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the EDM, you know, it's more than just electronic dance music. It's what we're hearing today on radios and the dance clubs. They're playing feel-good music, and that's never going to leave you, so you end up feeling good when you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great. And speaking of BWD Radio, and they've been going since 07, and I really enjoy doing the interview, so I really do appreciate you taking the time out to spend your time with me this evening.
Well, I appreciate that your amazing BWD Radio site is in existence for people like us that want to come out and share our talent and voice. It's just nice that you can do something in support of both major and independent artists.
Yes, their site is actually pretty nice. I actually like it too. Yeah, they seem to do a good job. But anyways, back to you. And being a singer and a songwriter and a producer and arranger, where do you draw inspiration from when you write music? And what's your favorite part in crafting a single?
You know what? It's in everything I do. Everything. As an artist, I can't always force myself to write a song, or I can't always force myself to produce and arrange a song. It depends on the timing of experiences I'm going through as an artist, and experiences during that time frame, whatever I'm going through. So I like to, you know, things hit me in the oddest times. Things hit me unexpectedly. Basically I have to say that, you know, we're never done creating and never done being artists. And whether you're in your car or whether you're in a coffee shop that gives you that inspiration, we have that ability to express it as a singer, songwriter, arranger, and producer.
Oh, and so who are some of your musical influences?
Well, I love so many people and a lot of people I have met. So I have to thank them for taking the time, meeting with me, shaking hands with me, and getting to know me. Lionel Richie, to meeting Smokey Robinson. I haven't met Stevie Wonder, but he's somebody I really, really like a lot. The artist sings from his heart all the time, and every dictation of note that he performs with and sings with has a beautiful sound and resonance to it. It's just wonderful that I've had the opportunity to record with Black Eyed Peas guitarist Jay Curtis and collaborate with Was Not Was lead singer Sweet Pea Atkinson, who is currently signed to Blue Note Records Capital. I've had a lot of fortunate people around me that I've not only learned from but collaborated with. It's just timing, you know. You run into people, and you got to be your own politician to run into the people that desire your talent, and you need to share, you know, share your abilities with each other. I'm very fortunate. I'm very excited that I got a chance to do shows with Evelyn Champagne King, Grammy-winning disco diva from back in the day. But more than her being a diva, she's a lovely person, and her husband, Freddie Fox. I'm just very blessed and fortunate to have those experiences with people.
That's outstanding. So what's your favorite thing to do when you aren't busy making music?
I like sitting at coffee shops. I like to socialize with people. I like to go to the beach. I like to go to the beach, collect seashells and stones, and I like to create jewelry out of them. I'm also into the spiritual world. I'm into paranormal research and paranormal ghost hunting, ghost investigating, things like that. And I love animals a lot, and like spending time with my cats. And a parrot. I have a cockatoo parrot named Buddy. She's an umbrella cockatoo. Talks a little bit, but I love nature and anything positive with nature. So it's a lot of fun to experience all those different channels in my life. But every time I spend time with those other outlets, I'm back writing a new song, and they inspire me.
And speaking of a new song, you released Keep On Dancing. What inspired the track's title, and what can the listener expect from the sound and your storytelling?
That song, Keep On Dancing, hit me like a ton of bricks when I was on the phone with my good friend and publicist, Belinda Foster. And, you know, our phone went out of signal. And during that time, I had this rhythm track, this rhythm thing hit me mentally. And I opened GarageBand on my laptop, and I tried plunking it and putting a frame to that rhythm. And then nothing happened for a little while. Then I ran an errand. About a day later, I ran an errand to go get cat food. And while I was in my car, a melody struck me. And I had to turn around and go back home, and I had to write the melody down. And then later on that day, I went over to finish buying my cat food. So then it took about 3 or 4 days for me to write Keep On Dancing. And this was written back around 2011, and but I wasn't happy with the mix back then that I had, so it just kept progressing over the years. And this past springtime, I released one version of Keep On Dancing. I was so excited with, and then I did a remix version called Keep On Dancing Fat Remix, and I mean, that took the other mix to a whole new level, and currently that song is being listened to by a lot of top people and got recognized by the National Academy of Recording Artists and Sciences, and now I'm on the ballot for the 59th Annual Grammy Awards because of the National Academy for recognizing that song and selecting it. So,
congratulations. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. So I'm very fortunate that I can, my song is up for consideration, and I do want to thank the National Academy of Recording Artists and Sciences for considering me and giving me an eye, and a chance. So, so I'm very, very, very glad, and want to thank them. so that's exciting, you know.
It is. That is very exciting. In fact, I want to make sure that we don't run out of time, because I want to make sure I have enough time to play your single. So I'm gonna try. Let me get at least one more question in here. Go ahead and let us know what do you have. You know, what's next for Christine? What's up? What do you have going on?
Right,
what kind of project have?
My Keep on Dancing campaign is going right now for a hopeful Grammy nomination. To know more about me, you can go to officialchris-tian.com. Officialchris-tian.com. I'm on SoundCloud /RNBChris_TIAN. I'm on Twitter /RNBChris_TIAN. And I'm also on Instagram, RNBChris_TIAN. And I would also like to do a quick shout out and thank the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. I'd like to thank my publicist, Belinda Foster. I'd like to thank AWJ Platinum PR, Sunfish Entertainment, my whole family and friends, and definitely I want to thank you, Miss V, and the BWD Radio team for considering me as an artist to share my talent with.
Wonderful. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. So why don't you go ahead and
meeting you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for your time. Before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single,